Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gule, I'd say maybe over the past 2 years or so, we've been speaking about a lot of companies delisting from the JSE. But now, Coca-Cola is going to list on the JSE in 2026. Tell us about that.
This was an interesting one, Season. It's really made up of a complex deal and structures that have been put in place to get local investment from South African companies. But Coca-Cola, as a global company, does have operations across the world, as you can imagine. However, to enhance the operational efficiencies, they typically partner with local suppliers to make sure that the bottling and the processing of their beverage can actually be done efficiently and effectively in terms of local participation. So from what we understand, a new company is going to take a stake in Coca-Cola HBC. They've reached an agreement with Coca-Cola Beverages Africa to essentially create a Coca-Cola bottling partner, which could be the second largest globally in terms of bottling terms. Now, this is expected to give them access to at least 14 markets across the continent, which represents 40% of Coca-Cola systems volumes across the continent. Now, this particular deal has been structured by a local company called the Gucha family. They are essentially paying to buy a stake within the local bottling firm. And as a result, from there, they'll be able to take on a secondary listing on the JSE. So some good news. This is likely to be concluded in 2026, though, perhaps in the first quarter of the year. But it is subject to several regulatory approvals and processes.
Okay. And so we've also been looking at inflation as of late. What are those numbers sitting at these days?
After 10 o'clock today, we'll get some certainty on the September CPI numbers. Now, Stats SA typically publishes this on a month-to-month basis, and it takes a number of themes into consideration. But first things first, we need to understand why CPI is important. It essentially helps us understand the rate at which the cost of living increases by. And typically, as that moves and shifts up to a higher level, we do see the central bank responding with higher interest rates. So for the month of August, it sat and came in at 3.3%. This was a slight increase from the month of July, where it was at 3.1%. Expectations for the moment are that we will keep within this particular target band. Should we, it will be good news for the South African Reserve Bank. We're well aware that their MPC just a few months ago announced that they are looking to review the inflation target from the 3 to 6% target band and keeping it at 3%. So if this persists for long enough, they just might have some kind of leverage in terms of the argument.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets, we've been talking about all-time highs, but that cooled down yesterday, largely on the back of a softer gold price, which declined slightly. However, we'll open up from 108,902 points today for the all-share index, 1738 against the US dollars where the Rand is trading. We're 23.26 to the British pound and now 20.18 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.